So this year we were blessed with the opportunity to be able to go to Imam Hussein alayhi salam's Arba'een
2019.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to all our dear viewers. We are currently in the city of Hilla. Apparently, there's not a lot of signs on the road, so we can't tell exactly where we are. But we did just pass a sign on the road which said that Karbala is 35 kilometers from here. We spent a very long night on the road trying to get to this Arba'een procession this year, 2019. We passed through the border of Iran from Shalanche, crossed the Iranian border, crossed the Iraqi border. The first part of our trip was between 12 to 14 hours perhaps. We stopped counting eventually. Then after the border, we got onto a bus, and so far we've been on the bus for about 6-7 hours. We stopped maybe once or twice at the most to do namaz. Food is whatever we can find that the great hosts of Iraq have been handing out, and even in Iran they have been handing out food for the sake of Imam Hussein. So I mean, it's at least 24 hours that we are now on this journey. Everybody is extremely tired. It's very difficult to fall asleep in this kind of environment, you know. Nobody has those neck pillows which everybody back home has. But still, by the grace of Allah, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now that we are 35 kilometers from the holy city of Karbala, everybody is very excited, full of energy, full of adrenaline, waiting to go and be of service to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Imam Zaman this Arba'een 2019.
We've just arrived in Karbala yesterday, and we're in a tent like the majority of the visitors of Imam Hussein. Alhamdulillah, we have a tent. Many people don't even have that. They still come, they're on the roads, they're in the haram, they're wherever they find space, with their kids, with their families. And we're part of the biggest annual gathering on earth. This is one of the miracles of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that no matter what they did, no matter what tyrants did, no matter what those with power and money and influence did and wealth, they couldn't stop the movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This Arba'een itself is one of the biggest miracles of Islam and of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Throughout history, tyrants did everything they could to stop this light from spreading, be that putting crops over the grave of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, be that trying to flood the shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, be that cutting the arms of the visitors of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Yet after the passing of 1,300 years, we find that the biggest gathering on earth is at the shrine of none other than Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. در جهان گذرانی که مسافر باشی، وقت جبران نشستن شده، برخیز و بیا. اربعین است در آن کوش که جابر باشی، در مسیری که در آن یار طلب کرده تو را، شرط اول قدم آن است که ناصر باشی.
Okay, so let me give you a tour. Come follow me. All right, so this is our main tent. So these are all the brothers sleeping inside here. This is the Islamic Pulse team, the core team. God bless them. So a lot of people are still sleeping. It's around 7:30. So here's another one of our brothers. He's getting tea. Okay, so This is kind of the additional tent right here. This is where all the speeches are taking place, where the namaz is taking place. The ladies section is way over there on that side. And they've got showers here, so over here, the men's showers are over here. That's quite nice. Alhamdulillah, we got here early. And what that means is we've got a little bit of time to set up before the Zawar start to flood this place. And what our objective is to make sure that we're set up and everything before they get here, so that we can do our best job in disseminating the information, getting across to as many people as we possibly can. So come out here, we'll show you the entrance. Assalamu alaikum. Whoa, and they're starting to arrive. This wasn't like this yesterday. Whoa! 2 hours ago, it was not like this. This entire place was completely empty. Now I'm getting nervous because we are not set up. We're not ready yet. So come round this way. Alright, you see these? So this is the main mokib of Shabab al-Muqawimah. And these are empty spaces. We're supposed to fill them. So we're going to get the team on their toes and we're going to, inshallah, try and fill these spaces before too many Zawar get here, inshallah.
رزومه با دعای خیره تا بذارم جای پای زهیره انی سلمان لمن سالمکم انی هر بال لمن ها میزنه با ضرب سینه زنی میخونه عشق منش.
So we're here in the heart of the city of Karbala. We have a mokib, alhamdulillah, that Shabab al-Muqawim has helped us set up. And our aim is to firstly get out the word that we exist, so that inshallah it can create a better platform to spread the true message of Islam to the world. And as part of that, we have the Yemen campaign, which started some months ago, because we feel that it's very, very important that we don't keep Karbala limited to the past. This is an ongoing revolution. It started in Karbala, it will continue from Karbala until the Day of Judgment, inshallah. It's very important that we understand that Yemen is a big part of this story and that we play the role we have to play regarding Yemen, inshallah.
On this great journey that we conducted this year, we end up running into a lot of faithful supporters of Islamic Pulse. It was really heartwarming and it gave us a great hope and a new strength knowing that our work is admired and followed on such a global scale by brothers and sisters from all corners of the world. So what is this Imam Hussein's movement? What is this divine revolution about? Imam Hussein's movement is to oppose oppression. Imam Hussein's movement is to oppose individual and social injustice. His movement is to oppose repression on a global scale. His movement is to oppose tyranny. His movement is to oppose falsehood. It is to oppose selfishness. It is to oppose materialism. It is to oppose corruption. It is to oppose hate and racism. It is a movement to oppose economic injustice on a global scale. It is a movement to oppose the cruel new world order. It is a movement to oppose the greedy 1% of the world. It is a movement to oppose war and aggression. It is a movement to oppose cruelty, brutality, and terrorism. Imam Hussein's movement is here to free mankind from the shackles of materialism and moral corruption. It is a movement to free mankind from slavery in all its forms. It is a movement to free and save mankind from the devils and the deceivers of the planet. It is a movement to stand up for truth and justice in the face of certain death. It is a movement to stand up for the rights of the oppressed and the downtrodden. It is a movement to support the 99% out there on the global level. It is a movement to use the tools at our disposal to spread truth and justice, to promote honor and nobility, to help nourish and grow our souls and spirits. These are the reasons for Imam Hussein's holy movement, and this is what Imam Hussein's holy revolution is about. Bar Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad Salawat.
All of these people, check them out. It's a great opportunity for all of these people to remember that the message of Imam Hussein is all about standing up against the oppressors. It's all about standing up for the rights of the oppressed. And inshallah, that's what we're going to be reminding them.
هيا على البكاء في موطن الحسين مظلوم كربلاء غريان كربلاء عطشان كربلاء سلطان كربلاء سلطان دستم را بگیر تو دریایی من کوی امیرین ملمی یا حسین حرم نگو خونمه عزیزتر از جونمه با دست نشونم بده بگو که دیوونم.
Even until now, they do whatever they can. For many years, there's been a huge blockade in the Zionist media. They don't want people to see Arba'in. The media, the Zionist media, does not want you to know about this.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media outlets publish the same thing simply untrue without checking facts first. Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think, and this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
The media, the Zionist media, does not want you to know about this.
La ilaha illallah, ya Dina, which land you're present in. This is that land, dear brothers and sisters. You've been chosen to be here on the night of Arba'in. This is the land of Karbala. These tears are sacred. Just one of these tears is enough to put out the fire of hell. Open your hearts towards the heavens, raise your hands in dua. Allahumma ajjil li waliyyaka al-faraj. Allahumma farraj an qalbi waliyya. It's true, the ummah is oppressed, but by Allah, the most madloom. The person of this ummah is your imam. As he watches the orphans of Yemen, he has to see this. Do you remember Ali al-Asghar, ya Sahib al-Zaman? As he watches
the followers of Sheikh Zakzaki give their lives. Do you remember Habib al-Muslim on the day of Ashura? Forgive me for saying this, but this is the land of Karbala, I have to say it. As he witnesses our sisters and mothers in the prisons of Al-Khalifa, who do you remember? Oh, ya Sahib al-Zaman, how much longer? How much longer does he have to wait for me and my sins? Ya Sahib al-Zaman, let's ask Abu Fadl to make us worthy, to make us loyal tonight. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj. Oh Allah, make the heart of Imam Sahib al-Zaman pleased with us tonight, ya Allah. Oh Allah, make us from his true companions and followers, ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect and preserve our beloved leader, ya Allah. Oh Allah, make his heart pleased with us, ya Allah. Oh Allah, return the evil of the oppressors, the Zionists, the Istikbar, Al-Saud, Al-Khalifa, the Wahhabiyya, back towards them, ya Allah. Oh Allah, relieve our mothers and fathers, our sons and daughters, wherever we're oppressed, ya Allah. Oh Allah, relieve us in Yemen, relieve us in Bahrain, relieve us in Hijaz, relieve us in Iraq, relieve us in Pakistan, relieve us in Afghanistan, relieve us in China, relieve us in Palestine, relieve us in Kashmir, relieve us in Nigeria, ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant victory to the Islam and believers, ya Allah. Oh Allah, destroy the kuffar and the enemies of Islam, ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us every one of our sins, ya Allah. Forgive our parents, all those who have a right over us, ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us the blessing of the shuhada, ya Allah. بالنبي وآله وبالشهداء وبالفاتحة مع الصلوات.